Talking with Paolo Malik, who's in Darwin and he's representative of the Fretlin Party up there. And I was hoping, Paolo, would you be able to explain to our Australian listeners the rather confusing situation now about the delayed choice of East Timor's next Prime Minister?
Yep. There's ongoing negotiations at the moment in East Timor between all political parties that that were represented during the elections, mainly the ones that obtained a large portion of the votes. What's happening at the moment is there's dialogue that's been headed by the president, Ramaphosa, and it includes all political parties. And what they're trying to do is find a way of forming government at the moment. Although the results, when it came out, it showed that Fretlin did come first, with other parties having some proportion in parliament. The thing about the Timorese system is what happens is the proportional system. So the political party that has more votes than other political parties is given the opportunity to form government, and that's what's being discussed at the moment. There's also issues that has come out of these elections as well, because we're trying to resolve a crisis in East Timor. So everything is very sensitive about the way we form government, and this is why there's proposed government of grand inclusion. So things are being discussed at the moment, and it's being discussed under closed doors, and includes things like choosing the Prime Minister, which has been the main issue at the moment.
So I guess you're not in a position now to suggest likely candidates or likely choices.
There's candidates, and it's been discussed behind closed doors,
Right.
mainly because of the sensitivity of the issues that's been discussed. I've read the Portuguese newspapers yesterday, and it says that the alliance has proposed Xanana Gusmão as a proposed prime minister. I don't know what's been said by Fretlin, because Fretlin wants to keep it under discussions, and they're not pushing for anything. And the only thing that Fretlin is doing is really talking about the proportionality of the results. We want a government that is proportional to what the results suggest. So the result is that Fretlin did come first and should be given the first opportunity to try and form government. Yep.
Okay, thanks, Paolo.